This is a really, really complex question. And there's been so much of it in this election cycle. And, you know, nationally and globally, these conversations are going on. I think it goes back to the purpose of a public school, and the district is meant to provide a free and equitable quality education to all its students, and that education needs to be competitive across the country. It needs to be globally responsive and competitive there as well. And so we need to remember that public school provides more than just academics. You know, social emotional learning has kind of turned into this buzzword that gets tied to one side or the other. And really what that means is, you know, our younger students learning cooperation, learning self-regulation of their own behaviors, learning respect for others. You know, when we talk about our older students, we're talking about academic integrity. We're talking about the soft skills that employers really want in the workforce. And so, you know, all of those things are, you know, necessary for learning. As far as topics go, you know, all topics are relevant when you consider the mission of USD 383. And that's what I try to go back to is, what are we being held to? What are we trying to do as a district? And so when we've got a mission that states things like, you know, the desire to prepare successful citizens, an objective to engage and empower students, parents, employees, and the community as ambassadors for diversity, inclusion, and equity, there's things that we have to do if we want to uphold that, you know, and it was included intentionally for a reason. It's been in place for quite a while. So this isn't new. This isn't part of, you know, the new political upheaval about what's being taught. And if we don't include topics or books on diversity, or we give, you know, abbreviated versions of history, or don't provide these opportunities for conversations that let students engage in critical thinking, we can't accomplish this. And if we don't work towards this, it's a disservice to our students, because it goes back to creating those global citizens.